Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Dalid. We are on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, bottom line, by the Gemara. Yeah. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? What are who arguing about? So yesterday we said in the Mishnah as follows. Guy has four wives, right? Why he had four wives? We didn't understand that, but he had four wives. Then he died. So now each of the four wives is entitled to a ksuva. He didn't marry them all at the same time. He married one, and then the second one, then the third, then a fourth. So who gets first ksuva? Wife one. She has to swear that she didn't already get paid. Who does she swear to?
Wife two.
So the Gemara is really going to say she swears to everybody. Wait. It's not just wife two.
Right.
Wife two to wife three, wife three to wife four. What about wife four? Does she have to swear? It was a machlokas. Tanakam said no. Tanakam said no. And Benana said, why shouldn't she swear? Why shouldn't she?
But to who?
What?
To who?
To the Ilum. Right? If she already got paid, then the other women, the other wives, or the Yarshim will get a bigger share. Oh. So why shouldn't she swear? So why did Tanakam hold she doesn't have to swear? What are they arguing about? So they're arguing with the following issue. We're going to have, I think it's at least three explanations. What they're arguing about. Yeah.
If it's enough to go around for all the women.
Right.
Then she only has to swear to the Yerushim, I guess. Everyone else got their fair share.
Fine,
right?
Fine.
With an impact.
Correct.
There isn't enough, I guess she has to swear to
correct.
Them,
right? Right.
So, it doesn't matter who she
but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, does she or doesn't she? So, Bamaika Miflugi, what are they arguing about? So answer number one is Shmuel's answer. Amar Shmuel, Kigon, listen to this craze. It turns out one of the first three wives, what they have, was stolen. The husband stole it. And it's going to be taken away because the victim is down the block on his way over here to get his land back.
It's like a
Rishpizen
when a guy stole
it. Yeah. So Lura Rashi. We need Rashi today a lot. Minashalosh Hasados, from one of the three fields, Shegavu Gimel Nashim Rishonos. That one of the first three wives had. It's stolen. Back to the Gemara. Ubal Chov Mu'uchor Shekadam V'gava Kamiflagi. And they're arguing about, if you're owed money, and normally the halacha is get in line. There's a hierarchy. What if you go out of order? And you're tofei something. If you go out of order, are you able to keep it or not? That's what they're arguing about. How so? Tanakama Savar, Masha Gava, Lo Gava. What happened here now? What happened here is that wife number four really went out of order. Why'd she go out of order? Because the land didn't belong to wives one, two, and three. It belonged to Chaim Yankel down the block. He can't take it back. Now, the whole divvying up, the husband's estate is all out of off kilter. Because let's say wife number two's land didn't belong to her. It didn't belong to the husband. It belonged to Chaim Yankel on the block. Chaim Yankel comes to take it back. Now wife number two's standing here, and she says, what happens now? Well, you know, wife number four shouldn't have never taken that. That goes to me.
She should have got the one from wife number three. Wife,
or in the Konami. Then wife number three says to wife, why so fine? So wife number three goes to wife number two, and then wife number four should go to wife number three. Right. The point is, it's out of order. Does that work? Does that work? Can wife number four basically, essentially, get something out of order? Says the Tanakhama, no. So what is she swearing for? No, why are we making her? Why are we bothering with this? Why are we bothering making her swear? She can't keep it anyway. It's going to have to be given back. Then the whole Mishnah is talking about this one case. Right? This is the funny case. So therefore, what is she keeping it for? What does she have to swear for? There's no reason to make her swear.
Why does it have to be that case for? What can be a regular case?
Because otherwise, why wouldn't she have to swear? Why not?
It's a downside.
Right.
What? So the downside is they don't want to make a shavua.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the downside. That's the underlying premise of all that. Why should we make someone swear for no reason?
Right.
So what? What? What?
There is a reason.
There is a reason.
A small reason, a big
one. No, there's no reason because the halacha is, according to the Tamakama, you can't go out of order.
Right.
So she's not keeping it.
But there's,
what are your mother was swearing?
What? But if there is somebody down the line.
What?
She's number four. Who else is there?
Because
no. Making her swear over a stolen land. So that's a shvul levatola.
Right. Look at Rashi. The top line. The second Rashi there. Sada Inshalom. Shinoda Shinigzala. Everybody knows it was stolen. It's a Tosus is busy. Well, how did this story happen?
Right.
You knew it was stolen. You didn't know. When did you find out? You think it's stolen. It might be stolen. You have to figure out all the details. Anyway, v'sof sheyavo bailim. The bailim, the husband, the man, not the man, the husband, the owner of the field, the true owner is going to come. V'yitlim is going to take it away. He's going to take it back.
Right.
Tis. Ukeshabar revias legabos ksuvasa misada revias babo. When wife number four shows up and says, well, where's my land? Where's my ksuva? I'm also married to the guy, right? Vomedes lemar. Well, they're going to stand there and say, lelamacha yavo gazlin. Tomorrow the gazlin's going to come. V'yitel sadeu miyadi v'nintes karachas. And I'm going to end up being bald. Got nothing. So swear now that you never got it. You weren't paid already. You weren't paid off.
Why is the fourth one?
Because Ubal. Look at the next Rashi. Tanakam Savar Mashagava Logava Hilgach. Therefore, Lamati Shava. Why should she swear? Why? Im yavo hagazlin, if yavo hanigzal, if the victim is going to come, the yitrof mizu, and get back his land that was stolen from him, tachzar hi al haraviyas, they're going to go to wife number four, v'titol mimena ma shegavsa, dahavled raviyas balchov mo'ocher. She's the last in line. So what you're asking is, if land was stolen from wife number two, why don't you really go to wife number three?
Yeah,
well, right, that's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that. Why are you bothering with four?
Why with four?
Right. Okay? You hear that? That's the case. It's a funny, very unusual case. Very unusual case. That's the case. That's why, as Hanakama says, she doesn't have to swear. What for? She can't keep it anyway. And bananas hold, back to the Gemara, bananas suffer. Masha gava gava. No, you can't go out of order. Therefore she can keep it. And therefore, she has to swear she never got paid. She didn't get paid while she was married.
So you don't take it away.
What?
You would not take it away from her.
No, you wouldn't take it away from her because you're allowed to go out of order. So what's she swearing for? I never got it. And the husband didn't pay me during the marriage. I don't look like he did, but that wasn't it. I'll swear.
And what would the ramification of that?
If she did get paid, you don't get paid.
If she didn't get paid.
She's allowed to keep it. Then she's allowed.
She's not going to get paid anyway. There isn't anymore.
What do you mean? She has it.
That's a fourth field.
She got the fourth field.
The fourth field is a stolen field.
No, the third field.
The third field.
Right.
Somebody's going to be out.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's the purpose of the swearing?
The swearing is I have the field now, but you should know I'm swearing that I didn't get paid during the lifetime of my marriage.
Sometimes swear.
What?
Which is what they all swear.
Exactly. But according to the Tanakhama, what is she swearing for? She can't keep it. There's nothing to swear.
So you just said the reason she's swearing is because she's saying that she did not get it at the time of the.
But then what do you mean didn't get it? It's hanging away from her. There's no point in swearing.
She can't keep it.
She can't keep it.
Okay.
That's what's going on. Good? Makes sense?
Right, but the Rashi is funny. She knows that. What do you mean? Going into.
Right, that's what Tosa is busy with. This big Tosa is here. What do you mean she knows? When do you know? It's a whole, it's a big hot.
You know before. Why
exactly. If you know before, what are you doing? Right, exactly. I don't know. It's a big kash. I'm not. It's a big tosis. Anyway, that's answer number one. Why does the machlokas, does wife number four, yes swear or no swear? Number two, Rab Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. No, Dekuli Alma Masha Gava Lo Gava. Everybody holds she can't keep it. Everybody holds she can't keep it. Bahacha B'chayshinon Shema Tachsif Kamiflagi. They're arguing about the following issue. She can't keep it. She knows. It's my luck. I'm the wife number four. I'm the one who's going to lose this field because my husband was a crook and stole the other field. So I know I'm going to lose this field. So you know what? I have no incentive whatsoever to take care about this field. Tachsif means to let it go to waste. I'm going to let it go to waste. Why should I care for it?
So,
anyway, I'm going to lose it. As soon as they discover that my husband was a thief and he stole a field and the Nigzel's going to come and get his field back and I can't keep it because we hold, you can't go out of order. I'm going to care about this field. Why should I invest any time in this field? It's going to be taken.
Right.
Therefore, Mar Savar, the Tanakhama holds, Chayshinon Shema Tachlif. That maybe she's going to deplete the field and not care for it. Therefore, there's no shuvah. How does that make sense?
Yeah.
We'll say in a second.
One second.
Umar Savar and Bananas hold Lo Chayshinon Shema Tachtif. We're not suspicious she's going to do that. Therefore what? Says Rashi, in the Kule Alma Masha Gava Lo Gava, Ushvua de Bananas Taima Mai. So why is she swearing now? Again, what's the case? The case is she's going to deplete the field.
Right.
My time, my the kasavar chayshinon shema tachzif harivias hazos es hasada shehu gove. She's going to deplete the field. The chichazia the lo mashbiin in law. If they don't make her swear, yada the hadra shlishis iluhei kishiyitlu ma shebiyada.
Come take the field back, right?
Yeah, one second.
The third one.
What?
He'll take it away from her.
He'll go get it from the guy who it was stolen from. Will go get it from the third field, not the fourth.
Yeah, one second.
Since his was better.
No, the third one will come to the fourth one and take away once they take it away from the third one. Yeah,
they'll take it away from the third one.
Right, and then go take. And then she'll go to the fourth one and take it away.
But
she's the
fourth
one,
they don't want
her. Oh, that's why. What?
Yeah, so I have to do it.
If you don't make her swear, yada the hadra shlishis iluvei kishe yitlu masha biyada, right? Velo chaisha hach revias lashbuche la'ara elashamta va'achla, right? It's making her swear is a prevent her from depleting the field. What? How does that work?
Who cares?
How does that work?
How does it prevent her?
I understood this yesterday.
She's afraid of the shua.
What?
So what? The shua is not doing her maintaining the field.
Yeah. She doesn't want the field. She's going to swear on it.
No, she knows that she has to swear on the shua. She's not going to do anything tricky.
Right, no, the point is that she'll think that if she swears, she'll get to keep it.
Why?
That's what she thinks.
It's stolen.
But that's, she doesn't know all that. So they're making me swear, they're making me come to bed, and I gotta get dressed up, I'm gonna take care of this field. If I swear, I can get to keep it. It's not true, but that's what she thinks. Therefore, we make her swear. It's an incentive for her to keep the field good. And v'tanakama lo chayish l'shem ha'tachtif. According to v'tanakama, people don't behave that way. V'tanakama feels. Why should she do that?
She can't really keep it anyway.
Correct. But she doesn't realize that. So it's a
Knowing is the issue. How does she know? Then the real owner,
the commentator, the fact that when it's all flushed out, and she has to give it back, and he should compensate her for agreeing to it because it's not hers anyway.
Why would he compensate her? It's stolen from him. It was stolen from him. Why would he compensate her?
The fourth one's not
stolen. She didn't steal it. The husband stole it.
Doesn't make any difference. It's his field. Why would he compensate her?
He's dead.
He can't compensate her.
Right. He's dead also. No.
No wonder he died.
Yeah, exactly. Four wives.
Let's figure all this out.
Four wives? Come on. How long would you last?
Okay, it makes a little sense? A little bit sense?
I want to be dead.
Next, Abaya, answer number three. What's going on here in the Machlokas? Answer number three, Abaya Amar. Da Abaya Kishisha Ikebenayu. They're arguing on a separate issue. They're arguing on the halacha of Abaya Kishisha. What's that? The Tani Abaya Kishisha. Yisomim She'omru Gedolim Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar Ketanim. When you want to take land away from a Yisomim, remember we said you have to swear? Even if they're Gedolim, you have to swear. Even if they're adults.
Why would that make a difference?
What? He just said that. Even if they're adults. So Tanakama, less laid the Abba Kishisha. Tanakama holds that, it does not hold from Abba Kishisha. Therefore, why is wife four swearing? What is she swearing for? Right? Rashi says, what? No. We're not talking about where the field's not theirs. So why should... So
the other three were satisfied already. The other three wives
were
satisfied.
In other words, whether you always have to swear before you get...
Exactly. Exactly. So Tanakhama said no.
Only if they're minors.
No, even if they're adults, said Abba Kishisha. Even if they're adults. Even if they're adults. So one second. So wife number four now. Why is she swearing?
To the estate.
What?
To the estate. No, forget that.
Forget that.
You're trying to get money out of the Yorshim.
Right.
Right.
So why shouldn't you swear?
Because he doesn't hold from Abba Kashisha.
Oh, he doesn't hold. Exactly.
So therefore, the other three have to swear to each other. They're all taken care of. The last one's who's you swearing to?
Unless they were the katana.
That's about, right.
Unless they were the katana.
Exactly. Exactly. So the answer is, this third answer is not talking about crazy cases.
Right.
It's a regular case.
Right.
Not a crazy case where someone stole land, the husband stole land.
Right.
And not a case over here where we're going to her mind that she can deplete. Right. Regular case. Why should she swear? Who's she swearing to? So we said, the Yisomim. Right? Can't swear to wife 1, 2, and 3. They're done. Who's she swearing to? Yisomim. Well, Abayek Shisha said, you have to swear even if they're adults. So you know what? They don't hold like that. Tanakawa doesn't hold like that. So what are you swearing for? Guy's 25-year-old adult. He's swearing to him?
Let's say let's say katana.
Why not?
Fine.
Well, Yisomim does not necessarily have to mean because you're a katana.
Correct.
So it has to mean that this is a year, the ones who are Yerushas.
So why do you have to swear? Why do you have to swear to it? No, it's their father's money.
No,
the answer is right. But the answer is that a katan doesn't know his father's affairs. But we assume that's what it is. That's what Abba Kashisha said. God also doesn't know.
Exactly.
So the time comes, I don't hold like Abba Kashisha. Yeah, the guy's 25 years old. He knows his father's business. So he'll know whether or not she was paid earlier. Why is she swearing? And the bananas holds no, we don't hold like that. Therefore, she has to swear. Very simple.
Right, but 1, 2, and 3 are also swearing to the Yisomim.
No, they're swearing to each other.
Why not to the Yisomim also?
What?
Why not to the Yisomim as well?
Maybe they are also in the Konami.
It's all coming out of the same pot.
Correct. So the Tanya Abba Kashisha, Yisomim Shamru Gedola Veitachlam Katanim Tanakama Lesle Abba Kashisha Bananas Itzle Abba Kashisha. Okay, that was the hard. The next part of the stuff is easy. Amar Rav Huna, I don't know what this is doing here, but Amar Rav Huna Hani Trei Achi. Let's say you have two brothers who Trei Shutfi or two partners. The Isl Hudina Bahadechad. Let's the case of two brothers. I'm not so sure how that works. Let's say you have two partners. There's two partners, right? What are they doing? They are partners in. I don't know, they're building chairs. They're partners, they're building chairs. And they build chairs for the shul. And the shul has... No, not building chairs for the shul. Let's think of another case. Let's think of a case. 1 minute. The Ishluhu Dina Bahadechad. Yeah, they're building chairs for the shul. And the shul's upset because they didn't do a good job. So the shul takes one of the partners to Bezdin. Right? The shul takes one of the partners to Bezdin. V'azalchad menayu Bahadeh Dina. One of them goes to take it to court. Lo motzi indach lememerle. The second partner can't say at lav bal dvarim didiat. Well, what do you have to do with me?
Well, that's a pashtus.
What?
He can't say that.
Of course, it's pashtus.
It's a pashtus.
Can't say such a thing. Well, only the other partner bother him. Don't bother me. What do you have to do with me? What do you mean, your partners?
Right.
Ella shlichutse avad. No, the partner that went to court is the shliach of the partnership.
Right.
Pashtus. That's why I said it's easy. Ikla Rav Nachman Lasura, Rav Nachman went to Sura, Shalaihu ki hai gavna mai. This case came up, this question came up, what's the story? Amar Lahu, Mastisani. You know, it's a Mishnah. How's it a Mishnah? It's our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Rishona nishbas l'shnia, wife one swears to wife two, shnia l'shlishis, shlishis l'urvias. V'ilu, Rishona l'shlishis lokatani. It doesn't say one swears to three. It doesn't say that. Well, only one has to swear to two. Why? My time of why? Lav mishom de shluchat zayu avda? Isn't it because she's a shliach? In other words, regarding three, one and two are partners. They have the same claims. Right? So isn't one the partner of two? So when one swears to two, one doesn't have to swear to three because two is going to do that? Isn't that the same exact thing if you think about it? The answer is, it's not the same thing at all. Me, dummy? No, not the same thing at all. Hasam, in our Mishnah, Shvul Echad, Shvul Lameya.
Right.
One isn't swearing to two. One is swearing to the world.
To the world.
One is swearing to everybody in the world. I did not get prepaid in my ksuva.
Right.
Whoever cares about that issue, heard that Shvua. It's 2, 3, 4, Yarshim. Not that it's just Sliach. Right? What, once he's swearing, he's swearing to who? Only to two? No, he's swearing to the whole world. Hacha, over here, Omar, the partner that wasn't sued, could say, Ilu ana have tanina tfei. Oh, had I been there, I would have much better tinnitus. I would have gotten out of that lawsuit. You sued my idiot partner. right? And you sued me, it was much different. Do we buy that story? Is that a good answer? Right? Now, is that true? No, it's not true. Delo Amaran El Delo Asi Bamasa. It's only true if you're out of town. If you were there, Aval Isi Bamasa, Ibayle Lamai, why don't you show up?
Should have come.
You know, you're the partner. Where were you? Right? That's an American law also. There are anyone that's an interested party that could say something, cause to come and say it. Right? Don't stay home. If I would have been there, I would have said the following excellent arguments. Then why don't you say them? Oh, you weren't around, a different story. Right? Okay, good. Very good. Now, here we go. Itmar, we learned. Beis shtaros hayotzim biyom echad. Two stars that go out on the same day. Reuven sells a field to Shimon, and then he also sells a field to Levi.
The same field?
Same field, the same date, the same day. Why would anybody would do that? I don't know. Go ask the guy who married four wives. I don't know.
The guy wants money.
What?
The guy wants money. He sold the same field twice.
So now what do you do?
We have that every day in American law.
Shimon and Levi show up. Shimon and Levi show up. Shimon says it's mine. Levi says it's mine. What do you do? So it's a machlokas. Rav Amar Cholkin. Rav says you divide it 50-50. Give half to Shimon, half to Levi. Shmuel Amar, no. Shuvah Dedaini. It's a funny concept. Shuvah Dedaini means the Dayanim will figure out who did Reuven really want to sell it to more. And they'll give it to that person.
What
exactly are the parameters of that? I don't know.
Yeah.
What are the parameters of that?
He sold the field to somebody else.
He sold it to two people. Reuven sold it to Shimon. Yeah. Then Reuven sold it to Levi.
He had the money to put it in his pocket.
Right.
Then he found Shimon. Said, "Ooh, another sucker." He said, "Now I'll sell it to Shimon."
Right.
Same field.
So that's a separate. That's a separate issue about Reuven paying back. Now Shimon and Levi both walk into Beis Din and want the field.
Right.
So Rav says, "You get half, and you get half. You overpaid. You take Reuven to court."
They're in court.
What? Reuven's gone. Reuven's in South America a long time already. Can't find him. What do you do with the field? What do you do with the field at least? Right? What do you do with it?
It's not a matter of case. They want the field more than they want the money.
Exactly. And they'll get the money back when they find Reuven. They'll go get him. That's not the issue.
Why the first person who bought it?
Because it's the same day.
Same day.
But the first person who bought it.
How do you know? So we're going to get to the issue with the hours. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
But right now, so what do? Rav says split it. Shmuel says no. Shuvah Dedaini. Funny thing, Shuvah Dedaini. Not exactly sure what the parameters are. Anyway, that's a story.
Parameters are they figure it out?
What?
Parameters are they figure it out?
I can figure out who was more in favor.
Exactly.
What?
Can you figure something
like that? The guy's gone. Exactly. It's just the two of them.
So now the Gemara suggests as follows. Ready for this? Lema, let's say Rav, who said split it, the Amar Kirib Meir. Holds like Reb Meir in Gittin, the Amar who says Eide Chasima Karti. What substantiates a document? The signatures. Therefore, says Rashi, Le'inyin get Eide Chasima Ikar Krisus. The Ikar Krisus is the signatures. And by the way, V'chein Le'inyin Shtaros. So all stars is like that. Not just Gittin, any star. The Elu Shnayim Shenichtemu Biyom Echad. They both signed the same day. Ubumakom Shein Kosvin Shos, and we don't write hours. Right? There's no hours.
That would have been too easy.
Golu Datayu. By the fact that you didn't write an hour, it's you show, you reveal the Ein Makpidin Alakotin Lechaveru, that you don't care which one was first. Vafilu Zeh Shachris Vzeh Mincha. Even this one was in the morning. That was in the afternoon. Ein zed gova yosem zed. No one has a bigger claim than the other one. Right? They both have the exact same claim.
I bought it in the morning. You bought it in the
So evening. Since you didn't write that, it's obvious you waived that issue. So you waived that issue. By not writing it, you waive it. Therefore, when does it kick in? Shkia time.
Maybe that's what the judges figure out.
Could be. We're going to get to that in a second. Good. That's a good point. Hilkach, therefore, my shuvah d'dayni ikel amemra. What's shuvah d'dayni going to say? What are they going to do? You waived that issue. You waived any issue of kedima. Therefore, ein adam yachol liyafos kocho shel zeh mishel zeh. No one's got a bigger tana than the other.
Right.
Therefore, you have to split it. Right? That's what Rav meant. The reason why he split it is because he holds like a mayor. And by the way, Shmuel, the Amar Kirbi Elazar, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar, the Omar, Eidim Mesira Karti. No, it's Eidim Mesira are the kicker. Says Rashi, Afalpi, what's Eidim Mesira? The Eidim giving it over. What about the signature? Irrelevant. The only reason why you sign a signature is because maybe the Eidim Mesira were going to die. So you want some proof. Right? Rashi says, Afalpi, She'ein Olav Eidim. Ela She'nachnu Mifnei Eidim. There are no Eidim. No one signed it. Doesn't have to be signed. According to Rabbi Lazar, it was given over in front of Eidim, right? Ela nasnu b'fnei Eidim, govim and achasim mishubatim. She'ein Eidim chos min al ashtar, ela b'tikin olam. The only reason why you sign a shtar, it's good. It's a good thing for the ticket of olam. Why? Shema yemusu Eidim esira. Maybe Eidim esira will die. Oh yeil chulam b'din asiyam, will go away? Alma Eidim esira ikker. What's the ikker? The Eidim esira. Therefore, v'hachal yesh lomar shema echad hayichaviv lav yoser. Maybe he liked one over the other.
He delivered one of the deeds he delivered before he delivered the other one.
Exactly. So since Eidim Mesira is Karsi,
so that's
giving it over earlier matters. The Kadam Umasro lo, he gave it over first. The Eshasheni Hitta, he did it to fool the second one, right? Will be the kicker. Let's say everybody knows this guy he didn't like, and this guy was his best friend. But the best friend got it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he got it at 9 o'clock in the morning, the other guy. So the best, you know what, he gave it to him at 9 o'clock in the morning, because he was there, he was stuck in the airport. A whole story, whatever you want to say. You can only say that if it's Eidim Mesira. Now it's not as hookup between Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar is not as strong as Rav's. I grant you that. Rav's is much stronger. You have no choice but to split it. Here, it's a little bit forced to say that since the shoe is a dynasty, it must be Eidim Mesira Karzi. It's a little forced to say that. We're going to see in a minute.
If they bring this into Bezin, why isn't Bezin ask the Eidim?
What are they asking him?
Because
if it's not in the document,
even though it's Eidim, you believe the Eidim.
What do Eidim do? What are Eidim there for?
They verify.
Verify what?
The sale.
No. They verify what's already in the document. How about this? What if the document says that Reuven's selling a field to Shimon?
Right.
And two Eidim come and say, yeah, and you know what else happened? Shimon returned half the money back to Reuven. They made some shtick for tax purposes. Is that a good Eidus? Why is it in there? Why is it Eidim Zuyif? It said it was $1 million. It said it was $1 million sale. But Shimon gave Reuven back money under the table. We saw that happen. They're not lying. Not lying at all. The question is: Is it Eidus? Why is it? What's wrong with it? It goes against what it says in the document. It goes against what the document says. Document says X. No, it was really Y. Listen to us. Same thing over here. The document is silent. The document is silent about the time. Right? So by you saying, no, it happened this time, what you're doing is, you're undermining the Kedima. Because officially, there is no Kedima. There's no Kedima. They're both the exact same time. We know that didn't happen. This was before Mincha, and that was after Mincha. It doesn't matter. It's not in the document.
Okay.
Right? Makes sense.
Document's always that way. Document just states a fact.
Correct.
We don't know anything behind why or if or...
Correct. But we learned yesterday, the day before, that in Yerushalayim, they would put the time.
Yeah, but isn't that...
Because they wanted to have... They cared about that.
Isn't part of Besson that the Drisham Chakira, that they asked the Eidim questions, wouldn't they ask him what time did you sign it?
That's rules. That's what rule is.
What time did you sign? Wouldn't that be a plain question? What time did you sign it? That'd be
reasonable. I hear.
The question is like.
First I hear. Question, I don't know.
So they hold Ashmuel on this one.
What?
So we hold Ashmuel on this one.
Well, we hold like Rabbi Lazar. That's why the Eidim Mesira Karsi. That we do hold. I think yes.
This is Rabbi Shimon. Listen, Rabbi Lazar gave us Rabbi Shimon's son.
No. So the Gemara says low. No. Because it always says Elazar Ben Shimon. Lo, that's not what this is about. The Kuli Alma Kribalazar. Everybody holds a Kribalazar. Then what? Edim Sirikarzi. Vahacha Bakar Vilgi. Here's what they're arguing about. Rav Savar, Haluka Adif. Ushmul Savar, Shuza Dani Adif. Which one's better? That's all. It's not such a fancy machlokas about Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas. Nothing to do with that. Which one's better? One second. That's not possible. Umi Matzis, Mukbasla, Rav Kribalazar. Is that possible? That Rav holds a Kribalazar? Va'amarav, Yehuda Amarav, Halacha Kribalazar Begittin, the Halacha Kribalazar Begittin, that was the Edim Zirakarasi. However, Kamrisa Kamed Shmuel, when I told this over to Shmuel, Amar, he said, Af Bishtaros! And Shmuel said, yeah, but other documents too. Michlal, the Rav Savar Bishtaros low. Rav held, but other Shtaros no. So Rav doesn't hold Edim Zirakarasi. How could you say that everyone holds Edim Zirakarasi? Rav doesn't hold like that. By Gittin he does, not by other Shtaros. You're right. Ela Machvarta, Rav Kerameir, Ushmuel Kerbelazar. You're right. We go back to what we said before. Rav holds like Kerameir, and Shmuel holds like Rav Belazar. Correct, correct. Now, Meisvei, one second. It says, Shnei Shtaros, two documents, Heotzim Biomechad, Chalkin. If they go out on the same day, you divide the property 50-50. Isn't that Tiyufta de Shmuel? Is that a Kasha de Shmuel? Shmuel said Shuvah de Daini? So Gemara says, not going to cash it that. Amalach Shmuel, Hamani Rameir, that's a mayor. Right? That's a mayor who holds Eidech Hathim Akarsi. Therefore, you have to hold that Yachloku. Vana, Dami Kerbalazar, I hold that Kerbalazar. One second. E Rameir, Ema Seifa. So one second. If that's a mayor, look at the Seifa of that. I think it's a Mishnah. Right?
It's a Brisa.
It's a Brisa? Oh, I'm sorry. Look at that Brisa. It says over there, Kasav Le'echad. Listen to this. You write it to Reuven. I'm sorry, Reuven's writing it. Reuven writes it to Shimon. Umasar La'acher. But he gives it to Levi. He writes a shtar, I'm selling it to Shimon, but he ends up giving it to Levi.
Giving another shtar.
Another shtar.
Yeah.
So, Umasar La'acher. Zesh Shemasar Lo'kana. So the one who got it, got it. Right? He got the field. Right? The Ere Meir. One second. If you hold this for mayor, am I kana? Hama e de chasima karzi. So why on earth is he getting it? Right? The chasima, not the giving.
Yeah, but wasn't there a chasima in the shah that he was mosted to the second guy?
Obviously not.
There was no edim for... No.
No. Maybe there were edim for Masira, but he doesn't hold like that.
Was there no edim on the actual document?
Correct. So the answer is, tanoihi. It's a machalakas tanoim. The tanya. The chachamim omrim yachloku. You have to divide it. The Kan Amru Mashiyir Tzahashlish Yase. You do what the shliach, whatever the shliach wants. So there's two opinions, and we just read one line with two opinions. What the first opinion was the Chachamim, and the second the Chachamim Amru Mechloku. The Kan Amru is another opinion, and here we said Mashiyir Tzahashlish Yase. You do whatever the shlish is the shliach, whatever he wants. What does that mean? So Rashi explains what's going on. Look at the Chachamim Amru B'shili B'Perakama Degitin. This is the mission I was talking about. Holech Mana Laploni. I say to you, do me a favor, give $100 to what's his name in the other town. Give a gift to my good buddy in the other town. Ubikshu, you go to the other town. Velo Matsu, you can't find him. You know why you can't find him? Because Shemes, because he died. So I send you to go to the town to deliver money to my friend. It turns out he died. You come back, Yachzeru LeMishaleach, you return to the Mishaleach, Mesa Mishaleach. The sender also died now. So now what do you do with this $100?
What's in his pocket?
One second.
Yachzuyula
Yarshim. Give it back to the Yarshim of the sender. Chachamim Omrim, no, Yachloku. No, you divide it. Half to the Yarshim of the sender, and half to the Yarshim of the friend.
Right?
Why? Yachloku, Yarshim Mishaleach. Half to the Yarshim of the sender. V'Yarshim Mi Shenishtal Chulo. And half that was the intended recipient.
Why would the intended recipient not get the or the yarshim for the intended recipient not get the whole thing?
Tikan Amru.
Shlichus wasn't done.
Here we said, Masha Yirtze Shlish Yase. Do whatever the shliach wants. Dahainu Shliach Yase. Shechi whatever he wants. Alma, what do you see? Shuvah the Daini. Basically, Shuvah Adifa. You're putting it up to someone else. Not splitting it. Whatever he wants, whatever he says, whatever the dayan says, it's all good. Right? Okay, so they see it's a machlokes about that. Okay, now, Ime derav Aron bar Chama, the mother of Aron bar Chama, kasvinu l'nichsa l'Aron bar Chama b'tafra. In the morning, she wrote everything to her lovely son, Aron bar Chama. But l'orta adai kasvinu l'marukfa bar Chama. In the evening, she wrote everything to her other lovely dear son, marukfa bar Chama. Also, Aron bar Chama l'kamei derav Sheshes. So Aron bar Chama ran to her of Sheshes. Ukmei b'nichsa, they said it belongs to you. Also, Marukva l'kamei derav Nachman, ukfa b'nichsa. Rav Nachman went to, Marukva went to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, yeah, it all belongs to you. So, also Rav Sheshes l'kamei derav Nachman, Rav Sheshes l'kamei derav Nachman, Amalei, my time Amar Hachi. How could you pass like that? Amalei, my time Amar Hachi. How could you pass like that? So Amalei Rav Sheshes said, the Kadim, because he came first. That's how he ruled in his favor. Because he came first.
How did he came first?
He was in the morning. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Atu b'Yerushalayim, it's Vina, the Ksiv, the Chalos. What, was this Yerushalayim over here?
That there's a time?
That we put times? There's no times. Ella, Mar, my time, Avarachi, why'd you write the afternoon? Why'd you give it to him? So he said, Amalei, Shuvah D'Daini, because of Shuvah D'Daini, I figured she likes him better. So Amalei, Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, first of all, Ananami Shuvah D'Daini. I also did Shuvah D'Daini.
Yeah.
Right? Amalei, so Rav Nachman said back, Tani, Chada, first of all, Dana Dina Mar Lav Dina. First of all, I'm a Dain, you're not. Va'od also, Meikar Lavatar Tachi Asisla. That's not why you did it. You did it because you told me it came first. That means you made a mistake in the halacha. You thought that it goes Kadima. It's not Yerushalayim over here. We don't put the hours in. So telling me now, Shuvah D'Daini, that's not true.
Yeah.
It wasn't Shuvah D'Daini. It's because you thought it was Kadima. And therefore you're wrong.
So what's the resolution?
Who gets it? Right.
So who gets it?
What?
Who gets it? So how do you resolve it?
I don't know.
A lot of moment we have to have a resolution and
well, who said that?
Probably
not.
Stop saying
Torah. Come on, we gotta have
unity. Hanu Trey Shtari. There were two Shtaros. Dasal Kamed of Yosef. They came in front of Yosef. Chad Havikasa Bechamsha Benisan. One said, whatever, I bought it on the 5th of Nisan. Vichad Havikasa Vle Benisan Stama. And the other one said Nisan. What does that mean? So, Okvad Rav Yosef, Lahu, the Chamsha ben Nisan ben Achatzim. Rav Yosef said, the one who was on the 5th of Nisan gets it. So, Amalei, Idach, Vana Asid, I'm going to lose out, I paid for this. So, Amalei, Ad Yodcha Al Tachtona. You're in the bottom. Why? Ema Bar Choftes Nisan. Maybe it was the 29th of Nisan. Maybe it was the 1st of Nisan. Maybe it was the 29th. So, Amalei, Vinichtov Limar, Tir from a ear of Eilech. So, at least write a document. That it's the 29th. It can't be worse than the 29th. Right? So that's for sure I get. I sure from that date. Right? So Amalei, I can't do that. Because Yecholi Lemei Marloch At Bechad Benithanat. Maybe people are going to think you're the first. It's the first. So Maita Kante, what do? Nichtavu Harsha La Dadi. Basically, the whole complicated thing over here. What you do is, you write the two people. The one who has a document that says Nisan Stam, and one who has a document that says the fifth, should write a document together. Rashi says, Yivakesh me'ez chaveiro bar chamisha, for Nisan, go to him, v'yimtzar lo shtaro, let him give the shtar to the other guy, just the one who has Nisan Stam, v'yichtivu lo harsha lov, let him write a harsha. What's a harsha in English?
Permission.
Litrof l'kuchos, to get l'kuchos. In Yom R'lo b'chad, bar chad nisanat, if they say you're the first of Nisan, amalehem, ani ba litrof b'shvil ma'oz shal chamisha b'nisan. I'm here on behalf of my friend. Shaharei, l'shaninu, mechir b'achrayas. V'ani ba bar shah aleichem m'kocho. I'm coming with his koach too. V'im Yom R'lo ha'yos, havukod v'ad bar chav tef b'nisan, yisi amalehem, ani ba machmas atzmi. So either way that you cover your bases, and together they're able to collect.
Could be so far from that, right?
Could be. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day and a good yontif, and we'll pick up tomorrow.